Hello, everybody. Happy Tuesday, and welcome to our daily ritual. I'm Reese Brown, and today we are focusing on the second pillar of coherence, which is source, that manifests as spirituality. While that theme sits with you, I am going to light some sage to cleanse our shared space. And as I do so, I invite you to close your eyes or soften your gaze and begin to deepen your breath. And as you deepen your breath, just begin to tune in to how your body is feeling. How does the breath feel today? Are there any muscles that are sore? If so, try sending the breath there. Perhaps feel the air coming in and out of your nose or your mouth. And in a moment, I am going to invite you to take a deep breath with me. And when we do, I want you to make it the deepest breath of the day so far. When your breathing pattern allows, take that deep breath in and keep going. Really fill up those lungs and exhale and tune into the collective. Really feel everyone that is joining us across space and time, sharing your breath and sharing this ritual. You may now open your eyes if it feels comfortable to do so, or leave them closed, up to you, and you may allow your breathing to return to a normal pattern. Okay, I'm going to begin shuffling our cards for today, and as I do so, tune back in to that theme of source. Do you have any questions about source that are on your mind? Did anything come up last week that you would like to continue to explore? Or is there something new you're looking for guidance on? If so, feel free to call these things to mind, but if not, just allow whatever is here to arise on its own. Just trust whatever comes to mind. And for today, this collective reading meant for all of us. We have the King of Pentacles. Did we have him last week? I feel like we might have. Sometimes I get confused and I think we have, but we haven't. But I think we did. So in the King of Pentacles, we see this king, of course, in regalia, in finery, sitting on a throne with a pentacle in one of his hands, castles looming behind him, and two almost ram's heads on either side of his throne up top. And he is just adorned with almost like grape-like imagery. This idea of just like lusciousness, I think, is really evoked in his regalia. And yes, in the one hand, he has a pentacle, but in the other hand, he is also holding a staff. Of course, the pentacles is the suit of financial wealth, financial gain. But to contextualize that within this theme of source, it's a call for abundance. It's feeling the abundance that is present right at our fingertips in relationship to source. At any moment, in any day, the vastness of source, spirit, the great I am, is ready and available to us to access, to tap into. We are of and in this energy, as is everyone and everything else. And I think it gets really easy in living life as Reese, as insert your name here, to forget the reality of the richness that exists all around us, and not just financial richness, but experiential richness, the notion that we have been blessed with a life with which consciousness is experiencing itself, that we get to be a piece of that grand puzzle. And I think this card is a reminder just of the beautiful role that we play, that we contribute to the abundance of this, because we are an integral part of Source. If we were not here, Source would not look the same. But Source is also ever pouring into us. And this reciprocity of generosity, of giving is a... I keep doing this with my hands. For listeners, I'm kind of like, almost as though I'm like feeling fabric. It just feels like a textural felt experience to tap into the truth of who you are, of what we are, and how magical it is. It is such a gift, and you are such a gift. And moving into our mantra for today, inspired by our theme of Source and the card, the King of Pentacles, I want our mantra to be, I give to Source generously and I receive from Source bountifully. It's a little bit longer than normal, but I think there's something really beautiful in that exchange. Okay, I'm going to invite you to take a deep breath with me. And on the exhale, we are going to repeat our affirmation of, I give to Source generously and I receive from Source bountifully. Okay, whenever you're ready, take that deep breath in. And exhale, repeating our mantra, I give to Source generously and I receive from Source bountifully. For our practice today, I want you to, if possible, carve out time around sunset and just sneak a peek at her. Of course, do not stare directly at the sun. Please protect your eyes. But if you don't make it around sunset, perhaps there's a horizon or a view or an animal or something in your life that you can bear witness to remind you of the interplay between all of us and the vastness that is Source, all that Source has created, and how you are an integral part of it, and you are so important, and yet also such a small piece of the grand play. And I think that should not deter you from embodying your importance and the fullness of who you are, but should serve as, again, I'll repeat it, a reminder that without you, this picture would be different. So just try and find a moment, something that calls to mind this idea, stargazing, and just spend a little bit of time existing in that moment. Thank you all so much for being a part of our daily ritual. Let us know in the comments down below what you ended up communing with for a brief moment today, and share this ritual with someone who you think would enjoy it or that may need this reminder today. I am very much looking forward to seeing you all right back here tomorrow, and until then, love. Our Daily Ritual is a podcast by the Cohere Collective that helps you build purpose and coherence into your daily routine. Wherever you are listening, please like, follow, subscribe, rate, review us 5 stars, leave a review, leave a comment, let me know what you think, share this with someone. All of these engagements are the best way to support the Cohere Collective and our Daily Ritual. If you want even more from the Cohere Collective, you can head on over to www.thecoherecollective.com to check out all of our other content and offerings. A big thank you to Podington Bear for our Daily Rituals theme music, and I hope you feel like you are living more coherently. Until next time, love.